in doing our good deeds. And as we regularly mention, especially about namaz, adhan should be given in the sunnah time. And once adhan is given, man and woman, we should not delay in making our namaz. And all other good deeds that we want to do, we should also do. And also the hadith that we read yesterday teaches us that there may be adverse conditions, whatever, financial problems, discord, disunity in the house, health problems. But in all those things also, we should try and do to fulfill the commands of Allah and come on righteousness. And that will solve all those problems. Our normal thinking is that first get this problem solved, then we will make Allah's ibadat. In that way, whole life will go and we won't get to making Allah's ibadat. But if we start turning to Allah, fulfilling His commands, then Allah will solve all these problems for us. Whether it is financial problems we got, whether we have got health issues, whether we have got discord and disunity in the house, or between family people, etc., Allah will remove it all. So further to that explanation, further explanation of this hadith, the words, until you meet your sustainer, which has come in this hadith, that is make sabr and fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala, and your rights, which people are not fulfilling, ask of Allah Ta'ala. So your wife is not fulfilling your rights, your husband is not fulfilling your rights, you make sure you fulfilling their rights. And what your rights are, you ask Allah Ta'ala. And we must have the true proper picture. Very commonly it comes on our tongue, how lot must I make sabr? Till when must I make sabr? Sabr, if we look at the whole of akhirat, is only till maut, that's all we have to make sabr, which is a very, very short while. Average life of a person, 60, 70 years, just that period. And the akhirat is unlimited, forever and ever. So just make sabr for this little while. And forever in the akhirat, you will get what Allah Ta'ala has destined for you. And there is a discussion between the ulama that is sabr a higher position or shukr. When you have Allah's ni'mats, you make shukr. When there are difficulties, you are supposed to make sabr. So which is a higher position? The sum total of the discussion is that sabr is a higher position. That with regard to shukr, Allah says Allah Ta'ala increases those that make shukr. And those who make sabr, inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Allah is with those people who make sabr. So that is a much more higher position. Though we ask Allah Ta'ala afiyat, we are very weak. But those who are fortunate beings who make sabr on all types of tests, the position is very, very high by Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, I heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a consolation to those who complained to him. That Hazrat Anas ibn Malik says that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, make sabr. And that was a consolence which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, that till your maut make sabr. This is a great consolence. And a person must just, a mu'min especially, it should be natural for a mu'min that he sees the whole picture, not only of this dunya and whatever sufferings and difficulties of this dunya, but see the whole picture till akhirat, and which is forever, then to make that sabr will be very easy also. The hadith urges us to be patient and to hasten towards good deeds, because each error will be worse than the previous one. As we mentioned, that as time goes, only worse times are going to come. We cannot expect any good times in the future. However, there were in the past also, in between, Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the fifth righteous guided Khalifa, and many other Khalifas also who had come in between. And also when Imam Mahdi, Hazrat Mahdi radiyallahu anhu will come, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come, then there will be complete peace in the world. There will be, everything will be in abundance. There will be a lot of barakat. and there will be a lot of goodness. But generally it is that as the days go, only worse conditions are going to come. Qiyamah has to come, and all the signs of Qiyamah has to come. And that will come with all its baggage also, all those difficult and hard conditions. So in view of that, we must do what we have to do. We have to do how much we can do. We must say, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah has not charged us to do more than what we can do. But how much we can do, we must do. And that is not for us to judge. Shariat has explained it clearly, that how much you can do, so much you can do, and what is it that is within your capacity. So we must try our best. As we move further away from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bid'at, innovations, tries and calamities will increase. Just more difficult times are going to come. So what are we waiting? We are waiting for good times to come. But good times are not going to come. Bad times are going to come. So if we're waiting for good times to come, then we're going to start making amal, practicing upon deen. So that's not going to happen. That means we will never practice on deen. No, we must start immediately. And whoever will do good deeds, he will change the tide also. For example, if we come in the masjid and there is no lights, for example, and everyone is complaining, we are blaming the municipality, we are blaming ESCOM, we are blaming the mutawallis, they didn't pay the water and light account, whatever, that won't bring any light. But if one person just brings one candle, that will bring light. And if 10 people bring candles, so much more light. So what we have to do is the amal of noor. But we engage in condemning, criticizing, finding fault all the time, and that will never solve our problem. Do the amal, the nurani amal of our deen, fulfilling the commands of Allah, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any one amal, and that will bring light. If we make dua at that time, we read tasbihat at that time, we make namaz at that time, that will bring light. So we have to turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In addition, according to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the deteriorating conditions referred to here will be because of the scarcity of knowledge and the death of true scholars. That is also one important thing. We must always try and acquire proper Islamic knowledge. And the ulama of haq, the ulama who guide us towards Allah Ta'ala, towards preparing for akhirah. For as long as they are there, we should try and benefit from them. And those ulama who also encourage us on dunya and to increase dunya's knowledge. And they are also worried of the financial conditions of dunya. That is their prime objective. Not deen, not akhirah. We should steer clear from such people. We should turn towards those that guide us towards akhirah, that call us towards deen, fulfilling the commands of Allah, fulfilling the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the direction that we should go. Ignorance will be rife. And people will be easily led astray. As Qiyamah will come, people won't acquire knowledge, and because of ignorance, they will be led astray easily. When a person is ignorant, you can fool that person very easily. You can mislead him very easily. When a person has got knowledge, then it's not easy to fool that person. So Islamic proper knowledge, the knowledge of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, the knowledge of that the sunnah will solve all our problems. On one occasion, in Bangladesh, all the madaris had a meeting and they wanted to introduce secular education in the madrasas also. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah Ali was also present, and he also was of the opinion that we should have secular education that time. When he slept at night, he saw a dream. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the solution to all problems are in the knowledge of deen. We don't need any other knowledge. Then he saw himself giving azan at the top of his voice, and saying that our success and our solution to all our problems is only in fully dini knowledge. And that is what we must acquire. So this is the route that we have to go in our dini knowledge. But today, unfortunately, even our enlightened ulama encourage us to go to counselors, encourage us to go to the Western method of doing things, whereas our full salvation, full solution is in dini knowledge. This is supported by a narration in Bukhari Sharif, which also states that the signs of the final hour will be scarcity of knowledge and prevailing ignorance, when knowledge will not be common and people will be ignorant about their deen, about akhirat, etc., about the mercy of Allah, the kindness of Allah, then they get easily led astray. As we have seen just now with the COVID, where because of our lack of knowledge, people told us to follow what the scientists are telling us, and we fell for that. People told us what the media, what the TV is telling us, we followed that. People told us, follow what the government is saying. Because we didn't have that proper knowledge, then we fell for all those things. And at the end, what it came out, that even the World Health Organization, who at the beginning they say, said that masking and social distancing has got 95% effect that you won't get the corona, you won't get the disease. And at the end, after 12 months, they said it didn't help anything to stop it. They just bluffed us all the time. So unfortunately, we fell for all those lies. All the spinning, we all fell for it. Whereas what Allah's word was at the beginning, follow all the commands of Allah, Allah's word didn't change. World Health Organization, their words changed. Professors' words changed. Government's words changed. But Allah's word didn't change. So we must remain firm on the word of Allah Ta'ala at all times. Wa akhiru da'wana.